course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys, facebook.com/golfguys. All right, thanks for hanging and coming back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith, and as promised, Linda Hartow, golf artist extraordinaire. And Linda, first off, thanks for coming back. We always love it when you're here with us on those Weekend Golf Guys. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, and I thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Man, like Jeff had said earlier, it's not the Masters without Linda Hartow here, because I mean, Masters art is what got you in Masters, basically, or Augusta is what got you involved in the whole golf art business, isn't it?
That's how I got started with doing golf art, absolutely, in 1984.
That's got to be something special when the folks at the Masters say, yeah, come on in, do a little picture for us, see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, they liked my landscape, so they asked me if I could do a golf course, and I said, sure. So I came out and did the 13th hole for the first time. You know, we did a little print and sold it at the 85 Masters. And, of course, it sold out. And they said, well, what about doing another one? I said, okay.
And over and over. Yeah, wash, rinse, repeat, right?
Right. So we did one just about every year, every other year for the next 20-some years.
So have you done every single hole at Augusta National?
No, I've done 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 18. It's like the 13th, I've painted 6 times. So,
is there anything different about the – I imagine there's got to be something different in all 6 of the renditions, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it's
– completely different angles, I would imagine.
Different angles, different lighting. And, you know, every year the bloom is different at Augusta. It's never the same.
What do you think the foliage would look like now?
Oh, it'll be pretty. I mean, there's fall color right now, and the camellias are, well, at least the sasanquas are just starting to come out. I've seen some of the pictures that they've taken for promotion. It's beautiful, you know. And I've been there before in the fall, too, and the winter. I used to go up there and take my reference photos. Sometimes you could get a different angle of the light hitting the green might be better in December rather than in spring.
I saw a photograph yesterday. Someone emailed me of hole number 12 covered in snow.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well,
that's a little, not quite my style.
Well, Augusta, Georgia, still in the wintertime, you have to really pick a day to catch snow. I mean, that's kind of lucky to be there with a camera where there's snow on the ground there.
Doesn't happen too often.
Not at all. I remember when I was living in Atlanta, I was flying in to back home, and they delayed the flight because they had 8 inches of snow. It was in April, and it was a freak snowstorm, and they felt like 8 inches, but it was gone by 4 in the afternoon. Do you prefer mornings? I know a lot of artists prefer the lighting in the morning to do their work. Is that the best lighting for you, or do you not?
I like the mornings and the afternoons.
Okay.
It just depends on the hole, depends on so many things. But every course I go to, I look at it both in the morning and late afternoon, as well as every other time of day, because in your reference photos, sometimes too many shadows, you can't really see the contours.
Yeah.
So I'll take it in flat light, whatever. Just whatever, just to get all the information to be able to see, you know, what's actually going on in the hole.
I guess the question to ask is, were you a golf fan prior to the initial invite? And if not, have you become a golf fan afterwards?
Well, certainly afterwards.
Okay.
Beforehand, my father was an avid golfer, so I was always around it. We had a In Louisville, we were a big spring golf club.
Oh, excuse me.
And also, I was also a member of that Rock Creek riding club. So I spent most of my time at the riding club.
I got you.
But I did take lessons at Rock
Big Spring.
And play 9 holes at least.
Okay. Just as
now I'm an avid watcher. I watch.
Okay.
I love to watch other people play.
It's
a discipline, and what I do is a discipline too. So.
That's true. You can appreciate the talent
absolutely.
Necessary.
Plus, just there as aren't just room for more than one discipline in your life, I don't think.
Ah, That's probably true. I have no discipline, including self-discipline. So there you go. just as an aside, my younger daughter got married and had her reception at Big Spring Country Club.
Oh, all right.
Largest check I ever wrote in my life. And it came with came with absolutely no free rounds of golf.
I asked
the guy as I gave him this check, I said, and how many free rounds do I get with this? And he just looked and smiled and then he actually laughed. He said, oh, you're serious.
Of course you are.
Yeah. And that was it. That was the end of that discussion. So we moved on. Now you say you've become an avid watcher and you're basically, I guess, an expression you could use. You're putting your company's money where your mouth is on that particular thing. You got a contest going on, don't you, about watching the Masters?
On my website, which is harto.com, and that's H-A-R-T-O-U-G-H. Right now, if you sign up for our emails, we're running a Guess the Winner contest, which we do quite often, actually, for most of the major tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guess the winner, you win a print.
Cool.
And for the Masters, we're giving away a limited edition print of the 16th hole,
which is
a beautiful print. Mm-hmm. And the original painting is actually owned by Jack Nicklaus. So.
Whoa, that's very cool.
So, but you have to sign up for the emails because that's the only way we do our Guess the Winner mm-hmm. contest.
Sure. And it's Harto, HARTOUGH.com. Oh, very cool.
Right. And the email will go out tomorrow to make your pick. So it'll go out again Friday too.
You have any suggestions, any advice? You know anybody a little inside information?
I never try to guess. Really, it's more interesting just watch it play out.
Yeah, I've always found it difficult to predict golf. For some reason, it doesn't work like other sports. Yes, last week's performance has absolutely nothing in common with this week's performance.
Kind of, yeah. It's such a cerebral thing that goes on between the body and the mind when it comes to golf.
Yeah.
And then you throw in the elements.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing,
it's so complicated.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that the field is different every week. You know, with football and baseball and basketball, last week's performance can kind of predict this week because everything else is constant.
Yeah.
But a golf course, it's not. Would you agree with that, Jeff, that it's hard to predict who's going to win based on who won last week?
Oh, yeah. I think it's, they're mutually exclusive events. A lot of people like to think, well, I won last week. I'm going to stay hot and I'm going to, of course, win 2 weeks in a row. I don't know of a time that I can ever recall where that's actually happened.
Yeah.
Well, Tiger maybe, but
that might be the best shot at it right there. You know, during his heyday of where he was beating the pants off of everybody.
Yeah.
I just think that there's such this ebb and flow in people, in the athlete themselves. And then I don't know what comes along with winning, but I do understand that there's a little bit of extra stress. Certainly you've played more golf than other people. Maybe you had to play in a playoff, maybe not. You had to hang around to get your trophy and your check and all that other fun stuff, right? And then you didn't get to the next site on time. And so your schedule is a little thrown off. So, sure, there's differences in each player. But then all of a sudden, somebody else who was almost ready, maybe that somebody else is peaking that next week. It's so hard. It's so hard.
It's really fascinating, though, to watch it, though, just to see who is going to be able to win that battle.
And, we can't relate to that, the average golfer, because we can't predict next hole based on the last hole. So,
right. Yeah.
Gets very frustrating.
I can't even predict what John's going to say next. So it's really hard to know.
But the Masters is such a special event, and it's just really strange to have it at this time of year. I've noticed this whole year since the COVID thing hit. You know, my whole seasonal rhythms were all around golf.
Mm-hmm.
And completely thrown off.
Yes.
Well, it's July. Well, that's open. It's August. Well,
Yeah.
And it's completely up in the air anymore. So I don't know.
I know. First off, they went and they screwed us all up by changing the schedule. And then this happened.
Yeah.
So there's no winning for losing here. One question, though, when you first got to Augusta, because I know it's like hallowed ground for golfers.
Yeah.
What was there an emotional reaction or a visceral reaction or just an aesthetic reaction when you saw inside the gates for the first time? I mean, just that approach is beautiful.
Yeah, the whole place just has this otherworldly glow and perfection that just strikes you immediately, even just driving down Magnolia Lane. And But when you actually get out on the course, it's the elevation shocks you, first of all, because you just can't conceive of that without being there. And then the place just glows because of overseeding and that unreal green, which I've become an expert at rendering. I'm like the green expert now.
So that's the one.
Pigments and portraying all those different shades. But Augusta green is very special. It's really fertilized green.
And you're not going to find that even in the 128 box of Crayolas.
That's right. So I think that's the thing about it, is that it just glows and people aren't prepared for that.
Yeah, I can understand.
And everywhere you look, it's perfection.
And it is, and that beauty is captured very, very, very accurately and wonderfully in your artwork too, I would like to say.
Yeah, I have photographs. Well, I've been photographing the place since 84, so sometimes, like I say, the bloom is different in different years, and I'll go back and look at another year's bloom. If the current pictures aren't too exciting, I'll go back and say, well, it looked good then at that time, so we'll just say that it's that way again.
If you would like to win a print of a hole at Augusta, the same hole that Jack Nicklaus has the original hanging on his wall,
I would
go to harto.com and sign up for the email and predict who's going to win the Masters. HARTOUGH.com.
That's right.
And check out the artwork there too, because you will be amazed, astounded.
Oh, there's
probably want to order
many U.S. Open courses, British Open, and Scotland, Irish courses. I've been everywhere in the last 36 years.
once you got the golf bug, man, it doesn't go away, no matter how it affects you, whether you want to play it or just do picture art.
It's been a great career. I have to say, it's just, I had no idea when I got started with it in Augusta that it would go on like that. But it is. I still do private commissions for clubs and individuals, and occasionally it just depends. I don't do too much of the actual tournament work anymore, like going to the actual U.S. Open and selling in the merchandise.
Oh, yeah. Why would someone of your caliber need to rub shoulders with the unwashed masses, Linda? Come on.
Well, listen, golfers are the greatest people in the world, I have to say.
Well, we're going to have to agree with that unequivocally.
Most of them bathe, John. Most of them bathe.
That's true.
They appreciate every course you do, and they're the best public I've ever had. And, because I've done other subjects before, and the golfers are by far the best.
Fantastic. Harto.com is the website, HARTOUGH. Go there in general principles, but go there now and predict who's going to win. Linda Harto, thank you so much for spending this Masters weekend with us here on Those Weekend Golf Guys.
I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.